Could illness be caused by negative emotion?
Esther's experience at the gate was dramatically enhanced by her vibrational alignment with her source and therefore with absolute well-being. But it is also possible for you to experience the opposite of that enhanced experience if you are out of alignment with source and well-being. In other words, sickness or illness or lack of well-being occurs when you vibrationally disallow your alignment with well-being. Whenever you experience negative emotion, like fear or doubt, frustration, loneliness, and so on, that feeling of negative emotion was the result of your thinking a thought that did not vibrate at the frequency that was in harmony with your inner being. Through all of your life experiences, physical and non-physical, your inner being, or the total you, has evolved to a place of knowing. And so whenever you are consciously focused upon a thought that does not harmonize with that which your inner being has come to know, the resultant feeling within you will be one of negative emotion. If you were to sit on your foot and cut off the circulation of the flow of blood, or if you were to put a tourniquet around your neck and restrict the flow of oxygen, you would feel immediate evidence of the restriction. And in the same way, when you think thoughts that are not in harmony with the thoughts of your inner being, the flow of life force or energy that comes into your physical body is stifled or restricted, and the result of that restriction is that you feel negative emotion. When you allow that negative emotion to continue over a long period of time, you often experience deterioration of your physical body. Remember, every subject is really two subjects, what is wanted or lack of what is wanted. It is like picking up a stick with two ends. One end represents what you do want, the other end represents what you do not want. So the stick called physical well-being has wellness on one end and illness on the other. However, people do not experience illness only because they're looking at the negative end of the physical well-being stick, but because they've been looking at the I know what I don't want end of many sticks. When your chronic attention is upon things you do not want, while the chronic attention of your inner being is upon things that you do want, over time, you cause a vibrational separation between you and your inner being. And that is what all illness is. Separation caused by your choice of thoughts between you and your inner being.